So, Nerida, what risks do people run to themselves by stockpiling their medication?
When you stockpile medicines, you have medicines at home that you may not need. And then if your medicine doses or the strengths of your medicines change, then you may find that those medicines are no longer useful for you. Also, having multiple packs of the same medicine at home can cause confusion because you might not realise that you've got the same medicine with the same active ingredient, and there's risks of double dosing.
Yeah, and so on that, like, what do you mean by how can people kind of keep an eye on active ingredients and make sure that they don't cause any danger to themselves?
When you look at a packet of a medicine, you'll see the brand, and then you'll also see below the active ingredient. For example, paracetamol is the active ingredient, and it comes in a number of different brands. If you do buy different brands of paracetamol, you may have them in the cupboard, and then it might be at night, or you might be in a hurry, and you'll find that you don't look closely at the active ingredient, and you might take two different brands of the same medicine.
And also, what about people who've got kids or pets at home? How does stockpiling kind of run a risk in that scenario?
When you have children in the house, it's really important to store medicines in a high cupboard. Storing them under the sink or on the bench, there's a risk that pets or children could grab the medicines and actually take more than the recommended dosage.
So what about medications that are manufactured overseas? Is there any kind of cause for concern there?
A number of medicines in Australia do come from overseas. So if people are stockpiling medicines, it can mean that there's not enough medicines for everybody to access, and it could mean that there's issues with medicines coming in from overseas as well.
And look, we've seen a lot of panic buying recently. I mean, especially with Panadol and hand sanitizer, it's been flying off the shelves. Are you worried that we are going to see this kind of paranoia shopping spreading to the pharmacy as well?
I think in the early stages, people worry and they begin to stockpile medicine. The main thing is that you don't have more than you need, and not more than for regular medicines, not more than about a month's supply at a time. So hopefully people will start to realise that their stockpiles are increasing and there's no need to buy any further medicines, and because there really are risks around medicines if you have extra at home.
Yeah, well, let's hope that it doesn't end up the same way that toilet paper does. Nerida, thank you so much for taking the time to join with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Alex.